Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is facing criticism as health officials put out data some say contains holes or in some cases differs from reports put out by other groups. DeSantis showed obvious frustration over the issue during a recent press conference after a Miami Herald reporter asked him about apparent inconsistencies.
You guys have been on the conspiracy bandwagon for months. You have no evidence for it. You need to move on. I mean, you really do. It's embarrassing at this point.
Reporters aren't the only ones raising concerns about the data provided by the health department. Leon County Commissioner Kristen Dozier says local numbers don't reflect people getting tested at patients first.
We need to have a better understanding of what our numbers are, and I would love to see us at least include those numbers in the daily update.
Patients First has been in the news in the state's capital city lately as long lines of cars have blocked traffic and businesses along the road leading up to the drive-up testing site. Patients First says it's been testing hundreds of people a day, but positive cases from the testing site aren't included in the department's numbers. A health department official says Patients First numbers aren't included because they come from a different kind of test called an antigen test. In an email, a spokesperson from the department wrote, quote, a positive antigen test is considered a probable case. Total positive cases include results from COVID-19 PCR diagnostic tests.
So the word antigen refers to the virus. So it's looking for pieces of the virus.
Gigi Quick-Granville is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. There are three main types of coronavirus tests. The PCR test or molecular test is the kind the health department uses to count positive cases and is likely what most people are familiar with. It generally involves a nasal swab and takes 3 to 5 days for results to come back. Granville says it checks for active infections.
If somebody is infectious, they should have virus in their bloodstream or in their saliva. And those kinds of tests will be able to pick it up. So you can see that they're actively infected.
Antigen tests also use a swab to check for active infections. They should not be confused with antibody tests. They're different things. An antigen test tells a person whether they're sick right now. An antibody test tells a person if they've been sick at some point in the past. Antigen tests are becoming more popular because they give people results much more quickly, usually in about 15 minutes.
The rapid antigen tests, those are also diagnostic. They tend to not be as, they tend to miss a lot of infections, so there's more false negatives in the rapid antigen tests, but they tend to be easier to administer and point of care.
Granville says the test used to check for strep is similar to the antigen test used to check for the coronavirus.
So if you went into a medi center and you got a rapid antigen test for strep, you sometimes from personal experience that they don't catch all the infections, but they tend to be more specific. They tend to be specific. So when you get a positive result, it tends to be right.
The Food and Drug Administration says antigen tests have a higher rate of false negatives, meaning someone who tests negative could still have the virus, and the FDA recommends following that test up with another test. But the FDA says positive test results are highly accurate, meaning someone who tests positive very likely does have the virus. Despite that, the Florida Department of Health counts results from antigen tests as probable cases. And right now, the number of probable cases in the state isn't made available to the public. But that could change. In an email, a spokesperson says, quote, the Department of Health is collecting data on antigen-positive cases, and we're currently developing methods for public dissemination. I'm Regan McCarthy.